you eating to live or living to eat? There are 12 items that you may not be aware of that we should all be incorporating in our diets daily. What are those items? Fruits, vegetables, fish, meat, dairy products, salt, oil, eggs, cereals, legumes, nuts, and tea. Now, I know some of you guys are out there are vegan or vegetarian, but I'm pretty sure there are some healthy and adequate substitutes that you can add into the diet, okay? So find whatever those alternatives are. I'm just here to be the messenger, okay? But I'm pretty sure you may already know what those things are, because usually people that are vegan or vegetarian, you usually are very health conscious, and so you do a lot of research to know what's good for your bodies. So yes, stay tuned for this episode as I discuss some of the bad habits that we may be incorporating and engaging in that could increase our brain decline in age. Yes. So these foods that I just named and food items, these are things that can actually prevent dementia. Yeah. So you do not want to miss this episode, okay? So please bear with me and stay tuned for more.
Leticia's Virtual Couch.
Are you ready for some dope, thought-provoking content as Leticia unpacks and breaks down some of today's hottest, intriguing, and most salacious topics in and out of the headlines, while she teaches you how to transform and take your life to the next level to live your best life authentically and out loud? She's fine, and her virtual couch is oh so comfortable, y'all. Now, let's get enlightened, empowered, and inspired with our West Coast beauty, Leticia.
On Leticia's virtual couch.
Now, have a seat, get cozy, and let's listen in.
The information provided on this platform is for informational purposes only. If you ever find yourself becoming triggered, please refrain from listening. If you ever feel like you want to hurt yourself or hurt someone else, please dial 911 or report to your nearest emergency room. Thank you. Welcome to my self-care series. This is one of my favorite things that I actually like to do on my podcast, because I just want you to take your life to the next level. I want you healed and I want you whole, because that's exactly how we are able to be our best selves and enjoy life, right? You have a lot of people that are on social media and we see snippets of their lives, but people are not happy. A lot of people are just not happy, okay? So, I did a self-care series a while ago, and it was about brain exercises. But I kind of wanted to focus on some of the habits, the bad habits, actually, that can destroy the brain, because I concentrated on things positive last time. But you may be asking yourself, well, what are some of the things that we shouldn't do? And so I wanted to go over at least seven, although there's more, but at least seven things that you can do. Well, you know what? I'll even say eight because I'll add one. And I think I'm going to go over that one first. And that is surrounding yourself around negative people, unproductive people. Yes. Did you know that being around unproductive people can actually help your brain to decline even faster? And let me tell you how. Because around these people, they may drain you, they may cause you to be unmotivated and unfocused on your goals. Now, all of the times these people won't be easily detected, and let me tell you why. Because it may actually be fun being around them. They may actually help you procrastinate from things that you know you need to do, but they may serve as a temporary distraction from those things. And this is why I say it's very important to get healed and whole, because when you are your best self and when you're really, truly happy internally, these people are not going to feel good to be around. Because I'm going to be honest with you, people that take me off of my mission, off of my goals, they irritate me. They actually irritate the hell out of me. I definitely do not want them around me. And when you are, what I say, living in a deficit, living a scarcity lifestyle, they may actually make you feel good because misery loves company. And sometimes when you are feeling bad about yourself, they may actually help you feel good about yourself when you are with these type of people, because guess what? They're at your level. But when you rise to the occasion and when you elevate, these people, we tend to outgrow. They don't feel good to be around. And you may even see yourself having more arguments with them or just irritated. So just wanted to say that one as the first one, surrounding yourself around toxic people, because they can have you, they can help you to become unmotivated and make you stifled and stagnant. Okay. Number two, not exercising. Yes, exercising is very important. So I always talk about mental health, but your physical health is very important. Exercise improves our memory by increasing brain-derived neurotrophic factors. This helps you form new synapses and improve learning and memory. Not exercising on a regular basis is a recipe for brain atrophy. Absolutely. So atrophy meaning the death, basically, of your brain, okay? And we don't want that happening. Number two, not getting enough sleep. And I do have an episode on sleeping, so we know this is very important. Without quality sleep, you can't form or maintain pathways in your brain that let you learn and create new memories. It'll be harder to concentrate and respond quickly. And we have to respond quickly, right? Because when we respond to things quickly, that aids in our safety and our survival. Not getting enough sleep also deprives us of it could lead to neurological diseases. And we don't want that. Number three, and I'm zipping through these, so I hope you are taking your copious notes. Eating inflammatory foods. Now, I'm not trying to judge you because I wouldn't say all, because some of you out there are getting this right, but a lot of us are, okay? So excuse me. What you eat has a direct effect on your brain and mood. And I have talked about, the various foods that you can eat that are good for brain health. A diet high in foods that are fried and or processed can lead to chronic inflammation. Yes, it can. They can lead to memory loss, lack of mood control, confusion, and depression, as well as, again, neurological diseases. Number four, now I'm not making fun of you, but this is actually documented. Having a big belly. Yes, having a big belly. Higher amounts of belly fat increases inflammation, which leads to shrinkage of the brain. High body fat has been associated with a decline in gray matter, which enables us to control movement, memory, and emotion. Yes, so get those bellies down. Number five, not learning new things. Yes, this is one of my favorite ones because I'm always learning and I'm always an advocate for learning new things, okay? The brain is like a muscle. It grows and shrinks to the amount it's used. Remember I said that about those people that keep you unmotivated? Absolutely. There are people that would keep you unmotivated, and I'm gonna tell you why. Because they don't have any motivation and they're not going anywhere. So again, misery loves company. If you see yourself unmotivated by being with certain individuals, those people should not be in your circle. They should not be. They should not be. And sometimes these people will even mimic that they are motivated and they're not. And you know the ones I'm talking about. The ones that can't even come up with their own creative ideas and things. No, you don't want to be around those people at all. You don't. Learning new skills stimulate neurons and form new pathways that allow electrical impulses to travel faster. If you don't learn new things or skills, you let the brain atrophy. Remember I said that word again? Die. That's what it means. Death. Another thing, and some of you out here may get mad at me about this, but hey, watching porn. Yes, watching porn is one of the bad habits. Chronic porn usage is correlated with changes in the brain. Watching porn hijacks the brain reward systems and overwhelms it with cheap hits of dopamine. The result is the brain physically, oh my God, deteriorates in shape, size, and chemical balance. And I should do a whole episode on that, actually. When you are hitting your brain with that toxic mess, it just hits your brain with so much dopamine that it's harder for you to get happy. So you're always changing that high. And I think that's why we see a lot of issues in marriages, because your brain is so used to getting those cheap hits of high that your own spouse can't even make you happy anymore. I'm just being honest with you. And you see a lot of people that are addicted. I'm so sorry. Sex addictions. And you see them. It's very obvious because of that reason. Yeah. So just wanted to let you know that. Another one is, I think this is eight because I did number one. So this is actually eight. Spending too much time indoors. And I think I've had a podcast episode about this, getting your vitamin D from the sun. Spending too much time indoors deprives us from getting sunlight exposure. And of course, you can get your vitamin D from milk and other dairy products, but it's best to get it from the sun. Without enough sunlight exposure, your cardiac rhythms get affected and serotonin levels can dip, which can lead to seasonal affective disorder and depression. And I did a podcast episode on that as well. And the month that we see a lot of that is in, I think, February. Yeah, the winter months, and in regions where there's not a lot of sun. But I'm in sunny California. I'm on the West Coast, you know. So, hey, we don't really have that problem here. But you may live in a region where you do. So, I don't want to take a lot of your time, because you know my podcast episode is to take you to the higher level, but I don't want to bore you to death either, right? And so my self-care series are just to give you some little tidbits of how to take your life to the next level, some practical tips, okay? So with that said, I am out, and go out and get some sun, get some exercise, get that belly down. Do not eat any inflammatory foods, get away from toxic people, learn some new things, and stop watching porn. So with that said, have a good one, people.
Million people worldwide are living with dementia. Along with genetics, researchers believe lifestyle choices can impact brain health. Kristen Remington takes a closer look at some bad habits to avoid for your brain's sake in Health Watch.
Your keys, your wallet, your phone, what do you misplace the most?
My car keys.
I lost my phone in the couch for like an hour last night, actually.
It's normal to forget some things, but could some of your bad habits be causing you to become more forgetful? We know a diet high in fats and carbs is bad for our bodies, but new research shows it may be really bad for our brains too, especially fried foods. They're full of oxidized fats, which can cause inflammation and have been linked to Alzheimer's disease. Not getting enough sunlight can also impact your brain. Data from epidemiological studies suggests a link between low levels of vitamin D and neurodegenerative diseases. And if you want to protect your brain, doctors say to kick the habit. Smoking increases the risk of vascular problems, including stroke, brain bleeds, and dementia. In a new study published in BMJ, scientists identified habits that slowed the rate of memory decline. First, stay active by getting at least 150 minutes of moderate or 75 minutes of vigorous activity per week. The next healthy factor, a diet that included appropriate daily amounts of at least 7 of these 12 food items. Covering Health Watch, Kristen Remington, 2 News.
Wasn't that show fire? I hope you enjoyed your time on the virtual couch with our girl Letitia on Letitia's Virtual Couch. You did that, Letitia.
Letitia's Virtual Couch.